Well, this afternoon, I have what I feel like is a special little message that I've been looking forward to sharing with you. I'd like to read a few verses, and they're short verses, and I'm going to read them quick so you don't need to try to turn to them or you'll probably be left behind. Genesis 22 and 11 said, "And the angel of the Lord called to him out of heaven, saying, Abraham, Abraham." Genesis 46 and 2 said, "And God spake unto Israel in visions of the night and said, Jacob, Jacob." Exodus 3 and 4 said, "And God said unto him out of the midst of the burning bush, Moses, Moses." 1 Samuel 3 and 10, "The Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel." Daniel 10 and 11, we read this morning, "O Daniel, a man greatly beloved." Luke 19 and 5, "And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said, Zacchaeus, come down, for today I must abide at thy house." Luke 10 and 41, "Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things." John 11 and 43, "And he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth." John 20:15, "Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? Jesus said unto her, Mary." Could go on for a while this morning. What do all these verses have in common?
He knows us by name.
Isn't that wonderful that the Lord knows us by name? Has there ever been somebody that you thought of highly and maybe there were a lot of people around and you didn't know whether they really knew you or knew you were there, and they came and called you out by name, made you feel special? You know that this afternoon that Jesus knows everybody that's in here, and he knows you by your name. Exodus 33 and 17 says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name." Isaiah 43 and 1 said, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear thou not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine." John 10 and 14, "I am the good shepherd and know my sheep." He didn't say, "I know my flock." He said, "I know my sheep. I know each in particular, special, individual sheep that is in the flock." And 2 Timothy 2 and 19 said, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his." Yeah. Perhaps the most meaningful, special sound in every single language of the world is your name. When your name is called, your name represents your identity, does it not? It's who you are. Your name becomes you, and it's special. And when your name is called, we can have a lot of noise and a lot of voices and a lot of things being said in a room, but when you hear your name called, doesn't it get your attention, doesn't it? And these verses let me know that not only does the Lord know the names of those that we read about in the Bible, but the Lord knows my name, and he knows your name.
Lord.
And it's special to the Lord. Your name is special. You are special to the Lord. And he has a special message for us. And I'm going to read it to you in Matthew 11 and 28. He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We all know these verses, don't we? They sound really nice, and they are nice. They're encouraging. Do you always believe them? Do you always believe that these verses apply to you? Or are there times that you feel like they sound really good, but you're just not sure if they apply to you? Do you ever find that you're not laying in the lush green grass beside the still waters? Or is that just me that has found myself where I felt like it wasn't still waters and it wasn't lush, deep green grass? Don't we find ourselves in those places? Sometimes we can wonder if these verses really apply to us, but Jesus gave the invitation and he said, come. Come join up with me. It's an invitation to us because he knows that we're going to travel through some places in life that are difficult. And the Lord wants to go with us during those times. The Lord wants us to know that he cares about you and that his invitation to us is not just you need to do all of these things as you go through life and as you handle these things and line out a law for us. You all need to do A, B, C, and D, and you need to go forth and conquer and be victorious. But rather, he extends an invitation to us to come to him and let me help you through these times of life. Isn't that wonderful that the captain of the host of the Lord is on our side and that he wants to lead us in the difficult places of life? He said, all ye that labor. You think that leaves anybody out? Maybe this message isn't for everybody today. Is there someone here that doesn't find that you labor in life? Said, come unto me, all ye that labor. I think that speaks to all of us. Don't we? All labor. We are going to go through the fire in life sometimes. We're going to experience some deep waters. We're going to experience some wind and some rain and some discomfort. And sometimes we're going to have to go through fog where we can't see very well. And while we have maybe a head knowledge and maybe a heart knowledge of where the Lord is calling us to, we can't see the end of it very well. You been there? But the Lord still says, come.
Yes.
Come, all you that labor and are heavy laden. And he said, I'll give you rest. I have a rest for you that you can't get on your own. I know that when you go through life, there are certain places in life that you're not going to be able to find really what you need to find soul peace. And I have that for you, and I want to give that to you. And so he extends this wonderful invitation to come. Paul said it this way in the 4th chapter of Hebrews. He said, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. And he went on and he said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Do you know what a yoke is? A yoke is something that close couples two things. There's different kinds of yokes out there. But a yoke is something that many times is rigid, not in a bad sense of the word, but it's something that helps ensure that two things stay in close contact with each other. And perhaps the Lord was talking about the yoke that they would put on oxen. And did you know that a yoke on animals, they have the ability to adjust it so that the bigger animal can carry the biggest part of the load, even though they're walking side by side. Yet the yoke can be adjusted. And I believe the Lord has an invitation to us this afternoon. He wants to do the heavy lifting. The Lord wants to do the heavy lifting for us. And His invitation is to come, let me do some of the heavy lifting. And I thought about it this way. In physics, there's this thing called force that we've all heard of. And I can push against a wall and exert force on it all day long and not move the wall. And I can expend a lot of energy and be tired at the end of the day, and the wall is still in the same place it was when I first started exerting that force. But there's this other term in physics that's called work. And work is defined as the force multiplied by the distance that whatever the force was applied to moved. If you don't move it, no work has been performed. You may have exerted force, but no work has been performed. And I think a lot of times in life, we come across things that are bigger than we are.
Yes.
That we can't move. That the Lord would like to move for us. And sometimes I think the Lord's disappointed because we'll push and push and exert and be anxious and have sweat coming down our brow. And we can't do anything about it. But the Lord is the one that can do the work.
Yeah.
He's the one that's able to move the load. And He would like us to just walk beside Him and let Him carry the load. And so He invites us to come so that He paid a high price to be able to do this, by the way. He paid a high price for us to come so that He could help carry the load that He cares about. And I was thought about the last couple weeks about Mary and Martha and Lazarus, preached a message on it not too long ago, and they, in their grief after Lazarus had died, they told Jesus when He came and He was weeping, they said to Him, "Come and see." Do you know that the Lord wants us to approach Him that way and say, "Lord, would You come and see? Come and see what I'm working with. Lord, come and look at this mountain that's bigger than what I can climb. Lord, Lazarus is in the tomb now and the gravestone is there and we can't do anything about that anymore. It's beyond our ability to do anything with this situation. And we're grieving and we're in trouble. Lord, come and see." But the Lord was able to do some work. The Lord was able to do things they couldn't do. And the Lord invites us to come and rest in Him. He wants us to do that. And I was thinking about, why don't we do that more often? Do you think the Lord is pleased with the degree by which we worry? I'll speak for myself. I don't think He's real pleased with sometimes what I worry about. Because I think He would like me to believe in these verses that we just read. And I thought about a couple of items that I wrote down that on why maybe sometimes we feel like these verses don't apply to us. We don't feel like we get the victory. And the first one is, we mentioned a little bit this morning, I think sometimes we give up too quickly. You think sometimes we lose faith when the Lord doesn't want us to lose faith? I thought about the lame man that they brought to Jesus. Do you remember the lame man they brought to Jesus and they came to this house, and were they able to just go right through the front door and get right in front of Jesus' feet and He took care of everything? Is that how that story went?
No.
They got to the house and they couldn't get in the house because it was so full of people, they couldn't go through the door. The door was blocked. And I feel like sometimes we approach the Lord and we come because we need help and He's the only answer we know that can help us. And so we do come, but then it seems like when we get there, there's an obstacle and it seems like we can't get to Jesus, and the enemy is right there to tell us, well, you did everything you could, but it didn't work, you might as well go home. And if those people would have done that that day, that man would have still been lame on his way home. But they persevered and found another way, and they created a door through the roof. God wants us to have that same attitude. Lord, I'm going to come, and I'm going to keep coming until I reach your feet. The blind man that was on the side of the road, he hollered out for Jesus, Lord, have mercy on me. And you remember what the people said? Oh, you need to be quiet. Don't bother the master. What did he do? He cried louder. He took another step. The woman with the issue of blood, when she found out that no one else could do anything for her, folks, we've all been there. We've all been in these places where we run into trouble in life, and we do everything we can to figure out how we can help ourselves, and we come to a dead end. And there's nowhere else to go, and we're at the bottom. And this woman with the issue of blood had tried everything she knew to do, and so then she said, I'm going to go find Jesus. But when she went to find Jesus, she found the press. We're all acquainted with the press, aren't we? The press. Those things that keep us from making contact with the Lord. But she pushed through the press. She kept coming until she could touch Jesus. And when she touched Jesus, said the virtue went out of his body, and she received something special from the Lord. Do you remember the lady, the widow woman, and her son from, I believe it was Elijah, came and he asked her if she had something to eat, and she said, yeah, I just have just a little bit of meal left, and my son and I are going to eat that, and then we're going to die. That's pretty low place, isn't it? That's getting right down close to the end. Yes. You remember what Elijah said? Did he say, well, tell you what, split it up and let's all eat it together? No. He said, go and make me something first. And so it says she went and gathered, remember how many sticks? Was it a bundle of sticks that she needed to make this big meal? It was two. The Bible said she went and got two sticks. And she made the last that she had, and she followed the word of the Lord through Elijah. And after she did that, she had faith, she was obedient. I don't know where her faith was, but she was obedient. And it was after that that the Lord caused her cruse of oil never to run out. Yeah. And right before the children of Israel reached the Canaan land, they came across this river that didn't part like the Red Sea parted. And the water kept flowing. And it seemed like the Lord was calling them to over here in Canaan, but they went as far as they could, but then this water was there, and the water just, it wasn't parting with them on the shore like the Red Sea, like they had come to see happen when they came out of Egypt. And the Lord's word to them was, step into the water. Yes. Just come, keep coming. Don't give up. Don't stop. Don't lose faith. I have something special for you. And when it said the priest stepped into the water, Then the waters parted.
Yeah.
Be encouraged this afternoon to know that the Lord's ways are higher than our ways. His timing's different than our timing. And sometimes we can look at situations and think it's hopeless. We can look at it and think there is no solution to this. There's no way through this. The time of opportunity has already passed by. Lord, you didn't come when Lazarus was sick when we called you. He's dead now. There's no more opportunity now. We find ourselves in those places in life. And the enemy would like us to make us think that the Lord doesn't hear us. And to give up. I guarantee you, well, I won't guarantee you, I don't know. But Daniel might have been tempted to give up his fast before the Lord showed up on the scene. be encouraged this morning not to do that. The Lord knows us by name, and He calls us by name, and He thinks of us according to our name and our identity and who we are and what our troubles are. And then lastly, before we close, there was one other thing that I've been impressed with on why sometimes we feel like that these verses, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly at heart, and you shall find rest to your souls. And we read those sometimes and we think it sounds so good, but the enemy's right there to try to tell us that we're exempt from those verses. That somehow because of maybe what we've done in life in the past, or the enemy likes to make us think that your particular situation, that maybe somehow we're not as special as what everybody else is, that this verse is maybe calling to. But the scripture said, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The Lord didn't come to save the righteous, but the unrighteous. Isn't that what the scripture tells us? The Lord came not to help the ones that already had their feet up on solid ground. The Lord came to help pick the ones up that have fallen in a pit, that were in trouble, that were sinking, that felt like they were in a hopeless state. The Lord knows where we are tonight. And on the contrary to the enemy trying to tell you that you're not special and the Lord doesn't care as much about you, I'm here to tell you this afternoon, God does care for you.
Yes.
He does love you. He does know your name. He does want to work something special on your behalf if you will have faith in Him and keep pushing forward and not give up, not go backward and believe. No, the Lord, He knows my name. John 3:16 said, "For God so loved the world that He gave the most valuable thing that He had, His only begotten Son, that whosoever," that's every one of us, "whoever would believe on Him, believe into Him, would not perish, but would have everlasting life." That includes all of us this afternoon. And I just want us to be encouraged today to take your load, take your cares, take your life, take your frustrations, take your discouragement, take your anxiety, take all of the things that the enemy tries to weigh in on you. Come unto the Lord, all ye that labor. And He said, "I'll give you rest." And I want to say this afternoon that it applies to you. The Lord knows your name. He calls you by name. And I want to respond. Be encouraged this afternoon. Press forward with faith, with courage, because we serve a God who said He'd never leave us or forsake us. Amen.